We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
Wow. A blast from the past, everybody. From 1980. Do you remember that?
Wow.
They took American hostages. We were not happy with that. This was one of the outcomes, taking an old Beach Boys song, Barbara Ann, and turning it into Bomb Iran. It is 6:08. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Not to make light of sending missiles, drones, and bombs into Israel. We're not making light of it. But what will the response be? I love it how world leaders are so quick to go, oh yeah, this is the time when Israel should really show restraint. Don't you think Iran should have shown restraint and not have attacked them? I mean, what's the expectation there? And Biden, what is he doing? No, it's even worse than that. No.
It's even worse than ignoring it?
Yes. Biden is now urging Israel to recoil from a counterstrike.
Wow.
Don't counterstrike. That's worse than no advice at all. Here's what he should say. We support our ally in the Middle East, Israel. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And whatever decision that they make to either show restraint or have a counterattack, to whatever degree, to whatever level, yes, we fully support them because that's what allies do, and they're the ones under attack. Who is it for us to say what they should do in response? Mm-hmm. That would be the common sense way to deal with it. That would be the logical way to deal with it. That way it shows strength. Hey, you're messing with Israel, and you think we're going to hold them back? Oh, heck no. 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 But yet, here it is. American and Israeli experts issuing scathing indictments of President Biden's alleged timid Iran policy after Tehran launched a massive aerial warfare attack on the Jewish state over the weekend. The Islamic Republic, for the first time, executed direct missile and drone strikes into Israeli territory. The dramatic events in the heart of the Middle East have triggered calls for the Biden administration to reverse its reportedly dovish outreach to the Ayatollahs who run the theocratic state. I'm sorry. Biden is now urging Israel to not engage in a counter strike.
Operative word there, counter.
Yeah.
Which means somebody else did the punching first.
Exactly.
Which means they kind of deserve whatever they get.
You can't say, on one hand, that Israel has the right to defend itself and then tell Israel not to defend itself.
Right.
It's bizarre. It's stupid. Look, and I'm not calling for world war. I hate war. I hate war, unless it's absolutely necessary. But to strike back, to punish that, I don't want it to be, I want them to avoid civilian targets in Iran, if that's possible. Because it's the people, actually, you want the people to rise up and overthrow the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want. And I know that, you know, there were times when we got kind of close to that and we failed. We failed to, like, show them any true backing. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And, D.C., you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. I don't know if you remember my previous talks. Probably not. Because people that are analysts usually are boring. And people don't usually remember what they say. But at one time, maybe a year or two ago, I said that a scenario is going to come up where Israel can take out the nuclear building capabilities of Iran. Well, this is it. So just like they took out the nuclear capabilities in Syria, they're going to do the same thing with Iran. This is the excuse for it. I don't know that maybe the weak acting response of our government isn't part of the plan to try to help keep Iran low-key, but, you know, it's only going to be to a certain point. But I believe, just like I told you back then, that a scenario will arise because the United States doesn't have the guts to do it, but now with all the allies behind Israel, this will be our chance to get rid of their centrifuges and their capabilities of building weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, you know, Iran is awfully, they feel emboldened. Look, their proxies have attacked, Western and American sites, as you know, I don't know, a couple hundred times over the last 3 years, 187 times, I think. Now they're emboldened to the point to where they feel like they can attack Israel directly. I guess I worry that maybe it's also a setup. I worry about a trap scenario. What's your thought on that?
I don't think it's a trap scenario because the biggest worry we have right now is the fact that we have neutered Iraq, because Iraq was always a big thorn in Iran's side. And there was always Iran had to make a certain amount of their defenses available to defend against Iraq. We don't have that now. But no, I don't believe that I think that this is going to build up into the way that Israel can take out what Iran has been doing. And I don't know if you remember, probably, I know you reported on it thoroughly, probably 6 or 8 years ago, when Israel turned over the room full of intelligence data, that they went into Iran and took and bought back, showing what their nuclear program was all about. It was, most of it was classified. And there's been a way that I've always said that we have to neutralize that, to prevent proliferation into a terrorist state. And I believe this will be it.
Well, I always appreciate the input, and I know you have the background and experience. Yeah, this will be interesting. And
yep, it's a good word.
everybody's got some input in terms of, well, what did Biden expect? I mean, he lifted sanctions against Iran. He softened things up. He is soft on Iran. I don't think that is an unfair statement. He has been, and I believe that, yeah, there's a certain amount of responsibility that he bears.
And funded it, thanks to he and Obama.
Well, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're going to make Mondays great. Of course, we have plenty more to talk about, including Iran, Israel, but there's a lot more going on. And when you go to the pump next time, you might not be happy either. Details on that coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.